Should I just switch that over here?
Oh, that's it. Okay, that's pretty good. Thank you.
So I want kids to get into little groups, maybe 4 or 5 kids in a group. And you can find space anywhere in this room and make sure that someone in the group has a cup of clay. I think we have enough clay to spread out. Pass them down. Thanks. Maybe, yeah, one more. You can smush it as much as you want. It can be really flat, it can be really not flat. Yeah, so if you warm up the clay in your hands, it gets really more squishy. And see, what is the craziest shape you can make continuously with just one ball of clay? And keep your other clay for later.
It's like a flat sort of like.
Like, it's sort of like a
half sphere.
It's sort of like a what?
No, like, if the pond was kind of shaped like weirdly, and it had a weird high and a weird width and a weird length, then that's the option.
Yeah. Do you want to try and make that?
I'm gonna try to smooth it flat.
Yeah. All right.
You want a sphere, right? Not a ball or...
A ball.
A ball. Oh, sorry.
Well,
should I explain the difference or...
No, because we'll get to it.
Okay, all right.
So if you sleep...
You guys have something?
I still have...
Okay, that's fine. Like, the more play, the better.
You can write stuff with it.
Oh, that is a good... Do you want to show that? Do you want to present that?
Yes.
All right. Can you hold on to it?
Sure.
All right. Awesome. What'd you write?
I wrote my own name.
It's a little hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
But it's pretty... No, that's pretty awesome. All with one little ball. You can, do you want to do a 2D version on the board?
Sure, 2D version.
What is the weirdest shape you guys think you can get? Weirdest or coolest? What have you guys got back here?
I'm trying to make
a straight line so I can make
it. I just made this because I wanted a monocle. I'm probably going to try to make something out of it.
Alright.
You got the infinity stick. It actually looks like a giant pretzel covered in yogurt. But it's, you can tell I'm hungry when I see things.
Oh, I tried to write down on the back.
I'm really working hard on smoking.
I wrote my own name using this. Letter pi.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I'm trying to make like a thin baseball cap, like if it was really hot in Hawaii in the summer, like people wear thin baseball caps. Like,
That's a good idea.
Smooshy! What'd you make? A dot?
A knot.
A knot?
A knot.
What you got?
It's the idea to find the axis on which to fold this so it becomes four-dimensional.
That would be pretty great.
It's mathematically possible because if you think about it, you line, fold, it becomes two-dimensional. Oh no, circle. Roll, it becomes something three-dimensional. And then you take this, and there's some...
Yeah, you have to drag it through. Moving.
You pull it and it becomes three-dimensional. It's on the axis.
Do you know how to model? I cheated. Yep, I made the letter O without separating stuff.
What did you have to do to cheat?
You have to put your finger through it.
That's a discontinuous action. I think so. Is there someone who needs some? Alright, we can ask someone if they have extra clay. Alright, let's regroup for a minute. So first of all, does anyone have some extra clay that they could share with someone who doesn't have any? All right, so helpers, go take some extra clay and give it to someone who doesn't have any. All right. You can keep a little extra clay if you have it. Okay, now what I want to do is get a few people who think they have made really awesome shapes in a continuous way from just one piece of clay. So, can I get some volunteers to show what they made? Yeah. All right, you want to come up here? What's your name?
Iris.
All right. What did you make?
A long twisty line.
A long twisty line. Can everyone see this awesome long twisty line? That is pretty great. Thank you, Iris. All right.
I wrote my own name using it. See, I made a little sketch of it up there.
Yeah, so Dylan could write his own name in the clay. It's all connected.
And it's hard to tell.
And it's a little hard to read, but nonetheless, the letters are there. All right. Yeah.
A Mobius strip.
A Mobius strip. Can you show us that?
See, it's one strip with a strip in one continuous surface.
All right. So how did you make that?
Basically, you create a long flat piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put a twist in it and connect the end.
All right. So what happened at the very end, though?
Connected.
You connected the ends. All right, so you will be allowed to do that in a few more minutes. All right, what's your name?
Lita.
Lita? Lita. Lita. All right, Lita, what did you make? Let's see.
A couch.
A couch?
With a bunch of chairs on it.
Oh, a couch with a bunch of chairs on it. All right, so a couch is like the very same as a ball, right? It's ball clay. Very same shape, if you're allowed to squish things around, right? Thank you. Any other cool shapes that you guys made?
I made all kinds of random stuff using Mrs. Blyer, including but not limited to a letter pie and a stick man.
A letter pie and a stick man. All right, awesome.
I made a cat by getting a long, by getting a flat circle and rolling it up and then pinching out the sides.
Oh, wow, that really does look like a cat. That's pretty awesome. All right, so a cat is really the same as a ball of clay in topology. All right, what you got, Ed?
A baseball
cap. A baseball cap.
I kind of made a circle and then kind of made like a semisphere. Like only if they're an orange sort of like shaped like a sphere, and I sliced it in half, and I took out the juice and the pulp and the seeds, then it would be kind of like if the peel was very thin, then it would have been shaped like that, and then the semisphere plus like another flat piece. Like an oval, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they get together and then it kind of forms a baseball cap.
Yeah, very nice. All right, so we've got baseball cats, couches, cats. All of them just look exactly like a ball of clay if you're a topologist. What you got? Oh, a ball with a hollow part in the middle. So now, how do you make that? All right. So, did you have to ever stick the ball of clay to itself? Do you have to push the edges together?
Well, you started with the one to make a, this shape.
All right. All right, so you start with like a bowl, sort of?
Yeah.
then you kind of smush this part out. All right. So, yeah, one more back there. You want to come to the front? Flattened it out. All right, great. So it's like a flat disc.
I made another piece. It's sort of shaped like a container without a top because of
yeah.
It's flat and then
like
and
a bowl.
Yeah, and then you kind of like
smush it in.
Yeah.
All right, so. So now what we're going to do is we're going to take, can you stay up here? What's your name?
Angelina.
All right, so you've made the most important piece. So if we take these little flat pieces, just like that, you can stretch them. You can stretch them into the shape of a cat. That's pretty cool. But it's maybe, this is like a simpler piece to deal with. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to see if we can cover things with pieces just like this. So you can stretch it. You can stretch it into a square. You can stretch it into a cat if that helps you. But you start with a few pieces like this, and we're going to try and cover things. So thank you. You can sit down. So let me tell you the idea. So like the basic pieces are these sort of just regular lumps of clay. And what we're going to do is you can stretch them or squish them. So, you know, you make your cat or square. And what we're going to do is start gluing these together. So that was the thing that we couldn't do before, right? We couldn't take this piece and glue it to itself. But now we're going to take a lot of these, and we can glue them to each other. So don't let the edges of this one get glued to itself, but you can let it get glued to something else. And maybe try and use different colors for your different balls. You can kind of find some friends which have different colors, and we're going to see what sort of shapes we can cover. So the kind of main shapes that we have are the surface of a ball, so a sphere, and the surface of this guy is a torus. But we have smaller versions because you don't have that much clay. So what we're going to do is see how many pieces of clay, just like this, can you stretch and push together to cover a tiny little ball like this. And once you've got the ball and you think you've got the smallest number of pieces you can take, so the smallest number of pieces like this to cover it, then you can come up for a challenge for a torus or even more complicated shapes, okay? So I think we're gonna do this for maybe 15 minutes, and then we'll take a break, and then come back and kind of do some other things. So let me pass out some ping pong balls. So see how, break your clay into a few different pieces and see how many it takes to cover. Kind of one ball per group. Okay, so we need students to be in kind of a group of maybe three or four students, and the group gets a ball, and you guys brainstorm to get the smallest number of pieces to cover with clay, okay? Yeah, maybe I'll send one down there, yeah. All right, you guys. Yeah, let me find one for you guys. Oh, I Do you guys have an extra ball here? Okay. You can leave your clay and your ball, your ping pong ball and rings and anything that you have here, and grab a snack, and then we'll meet back here in, 10 minutes? All right, so we'll take a 10-minute break. If you want to keep playing around with your clay, you know, we'll talk about it afterwards.
I think I got the double tourist. This is one piece. This white is different from this white.
Okay.
And then there's this black right here, and this purple, totaling out 4 pieces.
Oh, yeah. That looks pretty good.
I did it.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Cool.
What you got? How many pieces?
2.
2 pieces?
Uh-huh.
How did you do that?
I got a cylinder.
Uh-huh.
I poked it around this, basically like a ring through it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put a tiny piece of clay as an ending cap
mm-hmm.
to connect it.
All right.
Done.
So, you started with a cylinder, right?
Uh-huh.
How do you get a cylinder?
A tube. You take a flat piece.
Mm-hmm.
A way you could do it is basically first you
could do it in 12 pieces or less. All right. How about 10 pieces or less? How about 5 pieces or less? All right, gets a little harder. How about 3 pieces or less? 2 pieces or less? All right, how about 1 piece or less? Who thinks that anyone who got 1 piece or less cheated? Okay, so the best that we can do with 2 pieces, if we're allowed, we're trying to cover a ball, and we're not allowed to let that piece stick to itself, but we can let it stick to another piece, is to use 2 pieces. And there are lots of other ways that you can do it with more pieces, but you know, maybe you put your first piece kind of down here, and then you put the second piece up on the top. So who got a ring? All right. How about, do you think you could cover it in 5 pieces or less? How about 4 pieces or less? 3 pieces or less? All right. 2 pieces or less. All right, so a lot of people came up with this idea for 2 pieces, where they took 1 piece and they kind of wrapped it around so it was sort of thick, and it covers maybe almost all of this. So you start out with this piece and you kind of cover... let's see. Is this on? All right, you see? Okay, so some people took 1 piece of clay and they made it pretty, pretty long. All right, so is that a good disc? All right, it's just stretched out. Okay, so now we start covering this this ring. So maybe I need to make it a little longer. All right, so I can wrap it around almost all the way. And then I've got 2 problems. I've got the inside of this ring to cover, and then I've got this little piece because I don't want to smush these 2 together. So a lot of people had the idea to break up that piece with another piece. So let's fill in this little gap right there with a white piece. So I just have another long, stretchy piece of clay, and now I'm going to start filling in the inside. So I can fill in the inside. I'm just gluing to the blue stuff. glowing, glowing, glowing. And now I run into another problem because I want to have this white stuff filled in. So I've got a little bit of space left over. And then I've got this little spot here. So some people, I think if you tried to do it with two, you accidentally smushed your pieces together. And if you got it with three, then you found a kind of clever way to break up those pieces with a third spot. So I think that the best you could fill up the ring with was three pieces if you didn't accidentally cheat. And some people got the double rings. Who got the double rings? All right. If you got the double rings, how many do you think you could do it in? Five, four? All right, so they think they could do it in four pieces. So I'll give more of you guys the double rings if you want, but we're gonna add some more rules. So our rules so far were that we had to start out with these sort of pieces and they can't fuse or glue to themselves. But it can glue to other pieces. So now we want to say exactly how it glues to other pieces. So before we do that, in order to figure out what sort of pieces we're going to glue along, we're going to talk about spheres in different dimensions. So if we're in, what would you say a sphere is? How, can anyone tell me a description of a sphere? Yeah. Right, so if I start, this point is my center, and I take everything that's exactly 1 foot away from this point, then I fill up a sphere in space. So I start, maybe, can you imagine if you were at the very center of this ball, and you had an arm that was about this long, that you could reach every single point with your arm on this ball? Who believes that? All right, so we're going to say in three-dimensional space, if you take every point from the center that's exactly 1 foot away, then the space that you get is a sphere. So it's a sphere in three-dimensional space. But what dimension do you think this sphere is? Yeah, Ed.
Three.
Yeah, so it's in three-dimensional space. And it's a two-sphere. So if you were standing at a point on the sphere, if you wanted to build this sphere out of pieces of space, so out of your stretchy pieces of clay, would you need two-dimensional pieces of clay or three-dimensional pieces of clay to build that sphere? So if you had three-dimensional pieces, you would get kind of a thickened up sphere. So you would glue together three-dimensional pieces of clay. But if you just want the stuff that's exactly 1 foot away from you, you can trace it out in this direction and in this direction, and it fills up three-dimensional space, but it's just a bent up version of a really, really flat two-dimensional piece. So if you take this sphere, this is going to be called a two-sphere because you can build it from flat pieces of two-dimensional space. Now, if you were taking in 2D all of the points that were exactly 1 foot away from the center and you were just standing in the plane, what shape would you get? What'd you got?
Circle.
Yeah. So everything exactly distance 1 away from the center gives you a circle. So we're going to call that the one sphere because you can get it, like we were saying before, by taking a little arc which is like a bent up piece of one dimensional space, and then another little arc on the bottom, so that's another bent up piece of one dimensional space, and if you glue them together you get this circle. So we're going to say that that's a one dimensional sphere. How about if you were in one dimension? So what are all of the points 1 foot away? Dylan? You get a line segment. Distance one away from this point. So I go one in this direction, and I get this point. If I go one in this direction, I get this point. So there's a line segment in between, but the only points that are exactly distance one in between, not less than distance one, are these 2 points. Yeah, so this is called the zero-dimensional sphere. What does zero dimensions mean?
A point.
Just a point, yeah, great. So we have 2 different points, and they're each zero-dimensional, so we'll call this a zero-dimensional sphere. What if you were standing in zero-dimensional space? You're just on that 1 point. How many points are distance one away from you?
None,
yeah. There's nothing distance one away from you. So in zero-dimensional space, the sphere that lives there is just nothing. So that's the negative one-dimensional sphere. But that's kind of a convention. So if you are in three-dimensional space, you get this sphere that we usually think of. If you're in two-dimensional space, you get the circle. If you're in one-dimensional space, you get these 2 points, the zero sphere. And if you're in zero-dimensional space, you get nothing. Okay, so we're going to add some rules to how we can glue our disks together. So we're trying to cover either a sphere or a ring or a two-hold ring. And we weren't allowed to glue that disk to itself. So now we're going to be very, very careful about what we glue. So here's the first thing you can do. You can put down some of these pieces of clay that are just like a disk. Maybe you can stretch it out so that they're not touching each other. So these guys are attached to nothing, right? So they're attached to the sphere in zero-dimensional space, so we're going to call these zero handles. So you're going to pick how many things to put down so they're not touching at all. And then the next thing that you're allowed to do is you can put down some sort of disks like this, and so that they're touching other disks, but only along this part. So we're going to start with this sphere in one-dimensional space, just these 2 points, and we're just going to thicken it up a little bit. So you can touch along 2 points, but then just a little bit thicker. And then the third thing that you can do is put down one of these disks so that it's touching other disks along the whole edge, that whole circle. So when it's touching other disks just along a thickened up version of this sphere in one dimensions, we call this each of those disks is a one handle. And when you put some disk down so that the whole circle boundary is touching stuff that you've already put down, then this is going to be called a two handle. So here's a new challenge. Start with a sphere. So if you lost your ping pong ball, I have a couple still up here. But get in groups. And as a group, decide how many disks you want to put down that are not touching each other. And then you can put down some disks that are touching just along these 2 parts of the edge, 2 arcs, okay? And then at the end, what you want to do is put down some discs that cover up, and they touch the whole everything along the edge. And what I want you to do is count how many of each type you put down. So how many you put it down at the beginning, how many you put down in the second step, and how many you put down in the third step. Yeah?
Do we have to have some of each?
You do not have to have some of each. But you do have to have some of the first step, because otherwise you can't glue them to anything, right? So if you skipped the first step, so you didn't put down anything that's touching nothing, you couldn't do the second step, right? Because these have to be touching something you've already put down. Okay? So let me show you a kind of a quick example. So let me say I'm going to put down some of these discs. Maybe I put down 3 of them. And then I'm going to attach, so that's step 1. So at step 2, I'm going to take some pieces of clay and I'm going to stretch them out so that they touch other stuff at exactly 2 arcs. So one arc here and one arc here. So there's one, and then maybe I'll put another one like this. So there's one arc and the second arc. All right, and so then at the third step, I can put stuff in along circles. So here's a circle, and I can fill that in. So this is step 3. So I put one in there, and now maybe I can attach something along this circle, put another disc along this whole circle that fills in everything in here. So I haven't covered any particular object here, and your goal is to cover first either a sphere or a ring using these rules. Any more questions? Yeah.
Well, I said sphere in 3D space. For the sphere to cover with 3D clay because the
Yeah, so we're going to be working in 3D space, but we're going to flatten out the clay as much as possible to pretend that we're covering stuff in 2D, okay? So let's get started, and what I want you to do is once you've figured out a way to cover the sphere, you're going to write down, or the ring, you're going to write down how many of each you did. So how many of the stuff that was attached to nothing, how many of the stuff that was attached to 2 arcs, and how many things did you have to glue along their entire circle boundary. So you can definitely smush it against the ball, but if it's going to touch something else, it has to follow one of these rules. So if it's going to touch other clay, then it has to follow these rules. Yeah. All right, let me show you an example. Okay, so I'm going to start out with, let's say, 3 pieces of, let me start out with a few pieces of clay. So I'm going to take a couple blue and a couple white and a couple greens. So now, I'm going to do things following the first rule. So I can attach them to this ping pong ball, but they can't touch each other. So I'm going to take one little piece. So that's not touching any other piece of clay. It's the only piece there. And then I'll take maybe some green piece and stick it over here. So the green and the white are not touching each other. So those are both following rule number 1. So those are 0 handles, okay? How about rule number 2? Okay, so I'm going to take a little piece, and I want to attach it along 2 arcs. So it's going to touch, maybe I can have it touch the green part along one arc. Do you see that? One arc. And then I'll touch the white part along another arc. Or I could take maybe just one blue piece and touch it along one arc to the white piece, and then touch it along a different arc to the white piece. So that's both following rule two. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now how about rule number three? So now I have to find an empty spot which has a circle on the edge. So there's a little spot here which I can fill in. If I make a really tiny piece of clay, I can just scoot it all in, and there's nothing left. So that green part, it doesn't have anything left to touch anything else because I covered its entire circle edge. So that's following rule number three. Got it?
I got it.
All right.
Why are we following rules?
Okay, so we're following rules because at the end, we're going to get some magic numbers that come out of these rules. So we're going to count how many do we... maybe I'll switch these to rule number one, rule number two, and rule number three. So if you count how many you put down of rule number one, rule number two, and rule number three, we're going to get a magic number out of that, which will stay the same, regardless of how you did it. So... And, I mean, I guess part of it is that we have a little more control. We understand more about the decomposition of the sphere. We understand more about how to split it up into disks and how those disks are followed. So let me give you guys each some of these balls. And once you've covered it following these rules, write down, come up here and write down how many did you have to put down for rule one, how many for rule two, and how many for rule three. And you can think about the things that you did earlier and whether those follow the rules or not. Okay? So raise your hand if you want a ping pong ball. I'm going to pass out a couple.
We were supposed to test it with fusing it. The discontinuous changes.
Do you want some more different clay? All right.
First activity we did was what shapes can you make continuously with clay, right?
Like, yeah.
Is that how you would write
topological? You guys need one back here? All right, if you do not have a ball or you want a challenge, you can take a ring or you can uncover what you already have. You have to use discs, yeah. You can smush them and stretch them. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, how many do you have of each? What'd you start with?
I started with this black.
Okay.
And then I put the blue.
Uh-huh.
And then I put this white so that the blue doesn't touch, and then the black.
Yeah. So, you started with two different blacks? Or is there just one there?
Well, it's two.
Okay. So, two, that's following rule one, right? And then the blue one...
It's just one.
Yeah. So, how did it touch the black ones?
All these.
Yeah, so along this piece and along that piece. So there's two arcs, right? So which rule is that? Yeah, rule two. And then that white piece at the end, What row is that? Yeah. So let me just check. You got one. Yeah. So, do you want to write up there on the sphere how many you did of rule one, how many of rule two, and how many of rule three? All right. Let me help you.
I need something. Can I take this piece of clay from that cup over there?
Yeah. Do you want some green?
I took it from...
Yeah, go for it. Please do.
Thank you.
So rule number two has to touch two other discs or other discs?
It can touch anything that you've already put down, but it's just in two different arcs.
Okay, and then we just need to put as many as each on one same time, or?
Yeah, so do rule one all at once. So put down a bunch that don't touch each other. Okay? Do you want a different color for other rules?
No, I don't need a different color.
Okay, so now you can put down rule two if you want.
Okay, so they need to touch each other.
Yeah, in two different spots.
And the third rule is the arcs.
The third rule, it covers everything on the edge. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Third rule has two rules.
The piece that you put down, it shouldn't have any edges left at all.
So it needs to be...
Yeah, so like that whole circle is touching stuff that you already put down. So you've got two of rule two, two of rule one.
Yes.
And then, what you got left?
So it can't be a full circle, it has to be a piece, right? It has to be like this, it can't be like that.
Oh yeah, you don't want to have a hole in the middle. But you can smash it out, like...
Could I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But then these two wouldn't be flying rule number two, would they?
Well, you already put them down. So you have to do the rules in order, that's the trick.
So then I'll just put two of these?
Yeah, you did two.
Can I write it down?
Yeah, yeah, write it over there with a sphere.
You could do one of these.
Yeah.
You could use one of rule one, one of rule two, and two of rule two. One of rule one. One of rule two and two of rule three.
All right, write it down. Hi.
I don't think
we are in disagreement here.
Okay. What have you got?
So
how many rule ones?
Three.
Those are the green ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had two of the other of rule threes.
Two rule threes.
It has no rule two. I said you can't do it.
Yeah. It's not possible. So where work. How can you did you have to get the black one to touch itself?
Well, it's two different ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, if you put something down with rule three, it can't have any edges left over. It has to touch everything that you've already put down from rule one and rule two. So, okay.
Oh, so nothing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if there's some spaces left over, it has to be like rule one or rule two. And then you can fill in like little holes with rule three.
Okay.
How'd you do it?
I put one big one, and then I put one little one touching the big one for the size, and I just put filled it in with that.
Oh, there we have it.
So, the second one you put down, you're saying that's rule two?
Yes, but I know it might not be.
Yeah, let's check that one. Do you want a different color?
No, I think it's good. Okay.
All right, that's your big one, rule one.
My big rule one.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, but...
Okay.
So then... Oh, sorry.
So that's your...
Big rule two.
So with rule two, it touched what you already put down along this edge,
yeah,
right?
So I'm guessing that doesn't count because it's only touching
one. Yeah, it's just one arc. You have to have two arcs.
The closest you can get to one is just 1, 2, 1, or 2, 1, 1, 1, or
yeah.
1, 1, 2. The old one always has to be 2. Is that how it works? Or
do you think this person's wrong?
Probably.
Can you do it with 1, rule 1, 1, rule 3?
Probably, maybe.
Give it a try. Does anyone want a ring? They've done a sphere a couple of times and they want to try it with a ring. So,
can I try it with a sphere? I just tried
okay,
it with
so,
a ring. All right.
That,
someone
are
have
you
a
supposed
sphere?
Supposed to do it with all of them? Are you supposed to do it once with all of them?
You can do it as many times as you want with each roll. But you mean with different shapes?
Yeah, because I have a limited amount of clay.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I wasted so much doing the wrong thing.
No, it's okay. Here, you want some more?
Okay.
There's some white and blue there.
And now I don't even understand why we're doing this. Here, I don't need all of it.
All right.
1 rule 1, 0 rule 2, 1 rule 3.
Great. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Rule two, you glue it along two arcs.
Uh-huh.
So it touches the stuff you've already put down along two arcs.
Uh-huh.
Rule three, it touches along the whole circle boundary.
Okay, does it matter the boundaries have to belong to different things or?
It doesn't matter. So if you've already put stuff down, like you put down something white and something green.
Right.
And then, you know, something else. Mm-hmm. You have this hole in the bound, mm-hmm. then you can put something down
that's
here.
Three.
Yeah, that's rule 3.
Okay, gotcha.
What'd you get? What? There are a lot of different possibilities. This.
Alright, someone who's put down something for a ring. Anyone who's written down something for a ring, come up here. We're gonna chat. Alright.
I was just thinking about the double.
Okay.
This is about the ring part?
Did you put down something for the ring? Which one did you put down?
The last green one.
The last green one. Okay. So, I think you're wrong. So you're going to have to prove to me that you could do it like that.
So, we finished with this.
Okay, you want a ring?
So is this the end of the ball for the rest of the time?
Yeah, probably.
Should I throw it away?
I'll keep it here for a little while,
okay.
Just in case someone else wants it.
Can the discs stretch out?
The discs can stretch out, but they can only touch other discs by these rules.
So if this is the first one, but what I thought was if I put one right there for the first one,
mm-hmm.
and then the second one would be the inside touching both this side of the arc and that side of the arc.
So there's two arcs there that is touching.
Did you find anything else?
Yeah.
And then on the last spot back down here, I would just put one disc, a third disc that touches
just a circle.
Covers the extra space.
Yeah, so let's see. So you cover like something kind of really big like this.
Hey, I broke the pattern.
You broke the pattern?
Yeah, 4, 4, 2.
Oh, is your thing also for
a spear? 4, 4, 2.
4, 4, 2. Nice. Okay, so you cover like all of this stuff, and then you've got you're putting something in along this, so it's hitting this bottom arc and this top arc. Okay, so there's one arc and there's another arc. Okay, and then this piece, this last piece. Okay, so here's what I'm worried about. This disc couldn't wrap around to touch itself, right? So you've covered, you've basically covered like everything but, like someone's taken a bite out of your donut. With these two pieces, right? So you've still got a cylinder in between. So it's not quite a disc that's gluing in there. So try and add something else in.
Hey, I got 442 for a spear. Is that weird?
442. No, that's perfect.
Maybe have a ring.
Yeah.
Modern art?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. It's solid.
It's very moist.
Throw it in the sun for about 3 hours and then sell it for us. Or, you know,
all right. 2-1-1. How'd you do it?
You put one on the outside all across to here,
uh-huh.
And then you put one on the inside that goes right here. So it wouldn't be like that. It would be 2, 3.
I think you're right.
Okay. So you put one all the way across around here.
Uh-huh. And then you put one not touching it in the middle?
Yeah, in the middle. And then you put one like here, and then you put one 3 there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh. Yeah.
Mine's already ruled out by someone else.
It's a good sign.
Okay.
Wait, which one was yours?
I had 2-1-1.
2-1-1.
For mine, Thomas.
It is?
Yes.
Oh.
Is that for the ring?
The point is not to make... cover the whole surface.
Are you sure?
Is, right?
Oh, okay.
And
maybe not so much.
I mean, it looks like it's rivers and bridges.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about the objective.
The objective,
wait,
got
it.
Would that mean it's just 2-0-1?
I think you even need 2. So if you... How'd you cover it? Like,
the last one.
You put something kind of around. You put 2 pieces around that aren't touching each other.
Yeah, they're not.
And then, how do you connect them?
I just kind of had them go. I had them twist around over. I had them twist around and then meet the other.
Huh?
I just had them kind of twist. So I just
had
them kind of.
Here, let me give you another piece of clay. Another color.
These are the double toruses,
yeah,
right?
Give it a shot. And put down your 2 rule 1s, and then put down your, I mean, your rule 2s, and then see what you've got left.
Sure.
So.
All right, so we're going to have to wrap up pretty soon. So you can play around a little bit longer, but we're gonna try and do some magic here. Okay, so... These are the numbers that you guys got. Now, some of you might have cheated, so we're going to try and avoid that. Okay. So, what we're going to do is take rule 1 minus rule 2 plus rule 3. Okay? So, how many you did? So, someone got 2 rule 1s, 1 rule 2, and 1 rule 3. So if we do 2 minus 1 plus 1, what do we get? 2. All right. Now, someone got 2, 2, 2. 2 minus 2 plus 2. What do we get? Still 2. Now, 1 minus 1 plus 2.
2.
All right. Someone got something with 4s.
It was
4, 2, 2. 4, 2, 2. 4-4-2, okay. So, 4-4-2. So if we do 4 plus 4 minus 2?
6.
Oops, you're right, I messed it up. 4 minus 4 plus 2. We still get 2. All right, and then 2 minus 1 plus 1? We get 2 every single time. So, now we can tell which are the cheaters here. So this is a trick which tells you kind of when shapes are the same. So there's this number called the Euler characteristic, which if you follow these rules correctly, you will always get the same number if you're working on the same shape. For the sphere, that magic number is 2. So if any of these add up to something that is not 2 when we do it this way, then
they cheated.
That's right. So 1 minus 0 plus 1, that's okay. That's still 2. 1 minus 1 plus 1, that's just a 1. So someone made a little mistake there. Now for the ring, what if you don't have any rule 2s? Yeah, what happened? So who did 101? All right, how did you do it?
Mm-hmm. Almost all the way around the ball.
Okay. So you wrap it almost all the way around.
And then you just hold the rest of the
Yeah, so you've got this little circle here, just this hole, and you can fill that with a rule 3.
Oh, wait, that's fine. 1 minus 0 plus 1.
Yeah, 1 minus 0 plus 1. That's fine. That's a 2. That's legal. 1 minus 1 plus 1, that one doesn't quite work. So there must have been a little bit of mistake there where someone didn't quite follow the rules. So for the ring, it's a little harder to follow the rules. So let me tell you the answer. So the magic number for the ring is 0.
Because a ring looks like a zero.
That's a good reason. Okay, so let's check. So if we do 1 minus 2 plus 1, do we get 0? Yeah, 1 minus 2 plus 1, that's 0. And 1 minus 0 plus 2, well, that's 3. So that one didn't quite work out. 1 minus 1 plus 1, I think I talked about this with someone, and they agreed that there is one of these missing. So this one is 1. So that one, there's a little bit of rule breaking. And if you want to try this with paper or clay at home, and you want to check the double ring, this one is supposed to give you negative 2. So if you do 2 minus 1 plus 1, there's a not quite enough rule 1s here. So if I challenge you to get to cover the 2 rings with 1 rule 1, 1 rule 3, and 4 rule 2s, or 2 rule 1s, 4 rule 2s, and 2 rule 3s. Anything that's going to add up to that negative 2. So you do 1 minus 4 plus 1. 2 minus 4 plus 2. Oh, did I do that wrong?
Sorry, I think
it's
the other question.
Yeah, what's up?
We're supposed to do the whole thing, right? We cover the inside, the outside, everything.
Yeah, so if you don't cover the whole thing, then you've got a different shape. So maybe you covered, like, part of the sphere, but there's a little piece missing, then you got a different shape, so it should have a different number, different magic number. All right? And so the way that you can tell, if you are 100% sure that you follow the rules, you can tell these shapes apart by these magic numbers. Yeah?
Does that imply that all combinations that give you what you want are possible?
Not necessarily. But in these cases, for these kind of two-dimensional objects, it's always true. So there's there's kind of some rules which allow you to add something of rule one and something of rule two, and they sort of cancel each other out. So you can add one rule one, one rule two, or one rule two and one rule three, and the numbers cancel each other out, and you can kind of see how the pictures fit together. Well, the thing is that for these things, you can have higher dimensional versions. So as you get higher dimensional spheres, you can kind of glue things together in more and more complicated ways. And this sort of trick, you can actually prove that you always get the same number, no matter what. Now you have to do a bit more complicated math to get that they, you know, this number is always the same, but that's kind of what determines the rules, is what works so that this number is always the same. To some extent, the rule came first.
So why was it given a rule and broken up that way?
It was someone noticing, like, how can I split up a sphere into pieces? How can I split it up into triangles? How can I split it up into squares? And how do these pieces fit together?
Why do we use clay? Just trying to sum it up, the reasoning.
Yeah, so why we use clay is because clay is stretchy. So with topology, we have these sort of spheres and tori, and we don't care how small they are or how big they are or how stretchy they are. What we want to focus on is just this inherent stuff which doesn't change when we stretch. And so this magic number is something that doesn't change if we stretch this around. So if you kind of smushed your sphere in and it had a dent inside, you would still only be able to cover it with things using these rules which add up to that magic number too. So with topology, we're focusing on kind of this big picture, stretchy stuff, and we don't want to worry too much about exactly what shape things are. And we can get these kind of cool magic numbers just associated to the stretchy shapes. Yeah. Magic numbers. Well, if you're a mathematician, you can call it the Euler characteristic. But magic number just sounds cooler.
The characteristic
sounds. All right. Well, then you are a mathematician.
The characteristic contains the name of an awesome mathematician.
It does indeed. So it's named after Euler, a very famous mathematician. All right. So, any other questions before we go? Yeah. In a way. So this version is a modified thing, but Euler was kind of one of the people who noticed this magic number showing up by breaking up these spaces. Yeah.
So basically, this is sort of important as far as when you're making maps and stuff, or you're discovering different topography, as you said.
Yeah. Yeah, and just in kind of distinguishing shapes from each other and trying to figure out how can you fit pieces together to make different sort of shapes. What's kind of not changing in those different ways of piecing things together. And this sort of Euler characteristic number is not changing.
If people do want to talk about sort of why these rules like became important in mathematics afterwards, I certainly have things to say about that. I put my research and I'm sure Laura does too, so people can like gather around us afterwards.
Well, maybe we'll let people go for now, and then if you want to hang around, I'll be here to answer any more questions.
So everybody, please, as we're wrapping up, if you guys can like take your clay and put it in cups with the same color clay. If your clay has remained roughly its original color, maybe try to put it in a cup with clay of the same color. Thank you guys for coming.
That's pretty cool.
I like and ask all my questions.
All right, what you got?
How can this work?
you can take a million dots of different colors, put them all on the inside here. Uh-huh. It would completely screw that up.
So wait,
but
you
it
think
would work.
Screw it up?
Right? It wouldn't be -2 by any means, but it would work. Nothing's touching.
All right. So if you put a million dots, none of them touching each other.
Those are all rule ones.
That's all rule one. So you haven't covered the whole thing yet, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So what would you have to do to cover the whole thing? You'd have to start connecting those million dots together.
You can put a bunch of dots of different sizes. The size matters.
This is not what matters.
If these are all the same size, maybe it will work. Are they all supposed to be the same size?
Doesn't matter what size they are.
That doesn't work. No, it works, but that's just like harder to believe than...
Yeah, so this is what I'm going to try and convince you of. Okay. Let's say...
This is following all the rules, I think.
This is following all the rules?
Work. Second, how can you have more than one rule 3? Because that's just the finishing touch.
That is the finishing touch, but what
so
if...
So how do these people have 2?
All right, so...
Rule 3s, how do you have that?
Let's look. All right, so... Let me put down... Hi. Let me put down.
I could use the tape to put a couple of rings together.
I do have some tape.
Into a really cool shape. Put it on again. Look. A sphere. A cube.
Right. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Alright. Roll 1.
What I'm saying is, suppose you are doing something and are many of these things nowadays.
Roll 1.
Wait, that's not a roll 1. Oh, yeah, it is.
They're not touching each other yet.
When
right.
You have very
yeah.
Little
data. Alright, here's another roll 1.
Oh,
roll 1.
So, if you're doing some sort of like old fashioned.
Roll 2. Sort of
okay, let's use a smaller roll 2.
Okay.
We're going to run out of clay here.
Just making a graph.
All right, where do you want to put the rule 2?
Which are? That's fine.
And what's it going to touch along?
It can touch everything, can't it?
It can only touch along 2 arcs.
Like, what is that?
It can only touch along 2 arcs.
Yeah. So which arcs do you want?
Wait a second. It can only touch 2 points.
No.
Is that...
I don't know, does that seem like a good description to you? Is that bad description?
I'm trying to understand this, Eitan.
You gotta go?
I mean, this is really up to you. A lot of things
are out there. Did you have a
piano? No, I don't anymore. Just leave.
Data just like a line?
Alright, so, pick some arcs. 2 arcs. Exactly 2.
Here's an arc.
Okay, so do you want to cover that one?
Here's an arc, yeah, and it can just go between the 2 arcs. It can only touch 2 arcs.
Only 2. That's the rule.
That's not in the rules there.
It's really all these sort of different data points. But you could imagine that maybe
I thought it just couldn't touch each other.
That's another rule.
Right. Yeah. On the other hand,
it can only touch 2 arcs. Okay, well, it can touch this arc, and it can also touch this one. That's basically just touching 2 circles.
You tell me when you start to see...
Here's a circle, here's a circle. It just can't touch this one here.
All right.
A circle.
Okay,
you're... It's a sphere in 2 dimensions, otherwise known as...
A circle.
Now... Here's
it can't
another
touch
confusing
itself,
thing.
Right?
No, it can't. Can I take this? I take this off, right?
Yeah, okay. So
is this a new piece?
Yeah.
And you can see
so you've put down one rule.
This is 2 rule 2s now, because this is a new piece. It can touch 2 arcs.
Yep.
That's not touching.
Yeah. It's sort of branches.
Okay.
Branches, but you could sort of suck it in and say basically the same.
Okay, I think I understand it, though. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Got it?
So, yeah, that's a thing you mentioned, right?
Right.
If you wanted, you could ignore those little branches coming out, and you'd be losing something, right? You're losing the facts. I mean, to take it to an extreme, what if your data looks like, let's say, like this?
A balloon.
Yeah. So there you have, I mean, I don't know, what would you draw as, like, sort of the underlying shape of this thing? Do you want to... Wait, is it too tall?
No.
No?
Just draw.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah, for a second.
I have to have fun.
Okay, yeah, think about it for a minute. I'll leave that there. What I'll say is this. The shape that
are they covering rings and stuff, or is it
no,
just clay?
No, I mean,
I think it's clear
with this clay, yeah, it's just...
If you just clay.
This is a
ping pong
ball.
Okay.
Using those scales.
Sure.
But... And so, you know,
you want to keep trying to do this stuff, or you want to give the clay back?
So
what's the clay back?
Give the clay back.
Oh.
If instead of sort of just
yeah,
two
I'll give
dimensions,
the clay back.
Okay.
Are we allowed to keep the rings?
If you want, yeah.
Or like, you know, 17 or 100 or, you know, 100,000 dimensions of data?
Right.
Yeah.
or, you know, and it's instead of sort of, you know,
or
these sort of clusters of points.
Everybody in the world instead of just the people I select to get together.
Now,
it's like, suppose you took everybody in the world and asked them.
Okay, you use these.
Or suppose you took, you know,
if
there w-
if you could summarize this entire thing quickly, how would you do it?
All right.
Like, from the very beginning.
Okay, so.
All the way back to discontinuous.
First, we've got continuous and discontinuous. So, we talked about what you can continuously do to change a disk.
And what you can't.
And what you can't. So, like, how about a race?
Yes.
That's a discontinuous.
No, you can't continuously change a ring or cutting stuff out of a circle.
Yeah, you can't change it into a disk. Right? But you could kind of maybe imagine you have a stretchy ring or something, and then you can change it a little bit. You can smush it. But they're different things. So what we're trying to do is kind of tell the difference between different shapes. And at the end, this magic number is kind of what tells you the difference. So what are their characteristics?
To understand this better, what should I look up online?
Look up Euler characteristic.
Very light data. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Enormous 100-dimensional spaces that you could never visualize. Mm-hmm. Those, you know,
what's
when you can
fourth,
see things, the magic numbers
sixth
maybe don't help.
Dimension?
But when
all right,
that's
so
impossible to visualize.
What's one way that we can represent three dimensions?
Three dimensions is like a cube.
Yeah.
So have you done algebra? Okay, so do you have like equations in x and y?
Yep.
And you draw those like in a plane?
Uh-huh.
So that's like a two-dimensional thing, right?
Yeah.
So you can pick another dimension like x, y, and z. You can keep it.
But the buzzword is
so persistent one.
Yeah. So x, y, and z gives you three dimensions. Now let's pick another letter. How about w? W, x, y, z. So if you pick four numbers, that kind of represents four dimensions.
Uh-huh.
Here's another way to think about it. If you're looking at a two-dimensional space, like a plane, you can look at just a one-dimensional space, like a line, and then you can kind of shift over. So you look at a bunch of lines throughout time. If you're looking at... You can think about it as time.
Time in general.
So, like, if you're looking at a three-dimensional thing throughout time and it's changing in time...
That's fourth dimension.
You can think about that as the fourth dimension.
Oh. Okay.
So if you're keeping track of every single thing.
And what about the
thing?
Five?
The fifth dimension?
Yeah.
Well, you got to get more creative. You have to think of another way to imagine it. You can just add another number, but you have to kind
of
think about it in different ways.
Okay. The existence of that line, or guess the existence of that line, based on the existence of the corner. So that's cool. That's a, in computer science, that kind of thing is what you might call inference, right? Even though a part of a pattern is missing, you might fill it in sort of based on a guess. And your brain actually does this whenever you look at stuff. You know, the image... Sorry?
People whose brains don't fill it in are very interesting.
True, yeah. Yeah. Normally, yeah.
Because that's what I think of in terms of math, is that humans are the ones who created math, and we're the ones using our sensory apparatus to make decisions, to do extrapolation. So I'm very interested in people who don't extrapolate the same way the average people does. And if they would come up with
different
patterns and different concepts.
Definitely. Like the concept of continuity, for example, that was so important here is, I think, very much based on our unjustified perception that the world is continuous. Yeah. That there are such a thing.
Which is why I asked about clay specifically, we're using a medium that humans understand.
And I believe that
what if we use the medium of water? Which is, you know.
Actually, so what? Well,
because we do. The Earth is covered by water.
It's harder to manipulate, but it's certainly continuous in some way.
I wanted to mention something that you did. So notice that you did two interesting things here. First of all, you did this inference here, where you sort of guessed this line that wasn't there, and you also took this whole that sort of loop there and lumped it down into a single point. Right? You're like, I'm going to ignore the loop. But somebody else might say, no, wait, that loop looked important,
that loop's
right?
Important.
It's robust. So they might make another drawing that looks like yours, except it's got a circle where you just had a thing, right? And then maybe somebody else might say, oh, wait, but look, that little, it looks like kind of there's a little bubble
so
there, right?
So they might separate it more into different shapes.